and Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Collecting Trouble. Hey, Ozzie, while Mr. Grimble's out of the room, I'll do him for you. Now then, boys, who put the health salts in the ink wells?
What are you doing?
I'm imitating our teacher, Whistling Willie. Now, boys, all of this on the blackboard. 6 ones are 6. 6 twos are 12. 6 threes are 18.
6 fours are 24.
What? Oh, it's you, Mr. Whistler, Warbler, Grumbler, Grimble, Mr. Grimble.
What are you doing at my desk, boy?
I was teaching my pal Ozzie's 6 times table.
Ah, well, go and sit down, or I'll get my cane and give you 6 times 1 on your rear extremity.
Do you mean me? It's a bomb.
Silence, you two boys. Now, in case you are wondering why I've made you stay behind, it is to do with Saturday's jumble sale to raise funds for equipping the new school gymnasium. As you know, all you boys were requested to collect items of jumble. So far, the results have been most discouraging.
Why don't we have a whip round in the class and make a takeover bid for old Mr. Brown's rag and bone cart?
Yes, most amusing, Clitheroe. Now listen to me. In order to stimulate interest, the headmaster is awarding 2 free tickets for a local entertainment show to the boy whose collection of jumble realizes the most money at the sale. Well, boys?
Oh, we're listening, sir. Carry on whistling or talking. Hey, will it be for a football match, like last year?
Well, that is a distinct possibility, I suppose.
Well, I won't let you down, sir. I'll bring you so much junk, you'll think you're in the British Museum.
Well, you have only 4 days to go, so you'd better set to work. I'll dismiss.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Come on, Ozzie.
And remember, boys, whatever you collect must be by your own honest endeavors.
Oh, yes, sir. As far as I'm concerned, I won't get any help from anybody. Except me mum, Susan, Grandad, Mr. Claythorpe, and Alfie. Now, listen, Ozzie, I think I've got an idea.
What is it?
There's only one way for us to win them 3 tickets. So shake hands, Ozzie. We're in partnership.
You are?
Look, if I add all my jumble to what you've collected, you're sure to win the prize, and they'd never suspect you of being mixed up in a trick. They know you're too dozy to think of one. So get cracking and collect all the junk you can.
Where should I get it from?
Surely you know where to get some old junk. Go home and ask your dad. He's got a house full of it.
Oh, Pat, I've just had about enough of it. You can't sit down anywhere in this living room for rubbish.
You're right, Father. Jimmy, get all this stuff round to the school at once.
But, Mum, I want to watch the telly, if I can find it.
Don't be silly. I want all this junk moving out of the house. You can start by clearing the table.
Oh, all right, Mum. Now, what have we got? A pair of old boxing gloves? A pot dog with one ear missing? I'll take this old jacket as well.
Take it. Even hands off it. That's my new sports coat.
Is it? Why has he got leather patches on the sleeves? Is that so you can lean on the bar at the Rose and Crown without getting your elbows wet?
Mother, when is this house going to get back to normal? It's like bringing an antique shop.
Well, you should feel at home, then.
Don't worry, Susan. We'll get all this junk moved very soon.
Well, I hope so. I've just tripped over something on the landing. And what do you think it is? A stuffed towel under a glass case.
Are you sure it isn't Alfie in a plastic crash helmet?
Oh, just cut it out, Jimmy. I've never heard such nonsense. Who was the idiot who gave you a stuffed owl?
The vicar, Grandad.
Well, all right, that'll do.
I'll answer the door, madam. It might be Alfie.
All right, look. Now, look, Jimmy. We've got nothing against you collecting jumble for a good cause. But we don't want it lying about the house. Now, is that clear?
Yes, Mum. But it is for the school gymnasium, and the headmaster wants to buy a lot of equipment for it.
Why, is he very keen on physical exercise?
Oh, he never talks about anything else. The last time I made stink bombs in the chemistry class, he said, "Clitheroe, if this happens again, you're for the high jump."
Oh, hello, Theodore. Come in. If you can get in.
Oh, hello, everyone. All right, there you are, cluttered up in here. Are you preparing to move out, or has Mr. Sinclair started collecting bric-a-brac in his old age?
Well done, Claythorpe.
Careful, Mr. Claythorpe. One blow from Grandad's walking stick, and we might have to send you to the man who stuffed the owl.
It's a few odds and ends for Jimmy's school jumble sale, Theodore.
Oh, I see.
It's nice to see you, Theodore. Will you stay for some tea?
No, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. I've got to get back to the dramatic society. We're in the throes of final rehearsals for Romeo and Juliet, you know.
Oh, how's it going?
Not too badly. The tickets are selling like hotcakes.
Oh, I'm very pleased, Theodore.
Thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. I thought I'd call and see if you want some tickets. Everyone's booking for it. When I was in the box office just now, James, your headmaster, Mr. Treadwell, purchased four.
Who? Toby Jug Treadwell? It's a good job it's not Midsummer Night's Dream he's going to see.
Why?
Every time the name Bottom was mentioned, he'd automatically reach for his cane.
Oh, most amusing. I must tell him that when he comes to see our little show. No doubt it will give his mysterious guests a laugh as well.
Mysterious guests, Theodore?
Yes. Mr. Treadwell said two tickets were for his wife and himself. And the other two were a surprise for someone.
Oh, of course. There'll be the two tickets Whistling Willie met. Oh, no. Oh, what a blinking twist.
What are you talking about?
About a couple of right mugs. Ozzy and me.
What?
We've been collecting junk like mad, thinking it'd be a football match, and it's daft. Romeo and Soppy Juliet.
James, Romeo and Juliet is a very fine play.
Get away. I can see a better version of that any time I want. When Aunt Susan and Alfie start their cuddling in the front room, they make Romeo and Juliet look like Mr. and Mrs. Andy Cap. I must go and make a phone call.
Well, I don't belong to this. He's nearly ready.
Right, Mum. What a blooming swindle. I know one thing. If our teacher wants my stuffed owl, he can whistle for it. Hello? Ozzy? Listen, Fat Chops. The partnership's over. I'm flogging my junk and packing it in. You what? You've collected how much junk? Well, if you'll take my advice, you'll start your own bingo stall and give it away as prizes. What's so funny, Mr. Whittle? Ozzy and his dad have been collecting junk for 2 days now, and all they'll get is two tickets for Romeo and Juliet. They want the brains testing.
You surprise me, Jim. Old Higginbottom going in for Shakespeare. I doubt if he's read half a dozen lines of The Immortal Bird. It's Immortal Bird, Whittle. Oh, is it, Jack? Oh, in that case, I stand connected. I went to see a play of his once, As You Like It, but I was the one who didn't. Hey, you should have seen some of them Herberts on the stage, running round in them doublets and hose pipes.
I'd rather go and see Macbeth. At least there'd be a few murders. Oh, but Romeo and Juliet's a dead loss. It's all snogging. If I was producing it, I'd liven it up a bit.
What would you do, Jim?
I'd get Kegloon for Romeo, Gladys Morgan for Juliet, and do the whole lot on ice.
Oh, that's a good one, eh, Pat?
Look, Jimmy, you should be glad to do all you can for the school jumble sale without worrying about free tickets.
Your mum's got a point there, Jim. 'Tis better to give than to receive, as the sailor said when he threw the bucket to swill against the wind.
Come in a little bit, Alfie.
It's Alfie. tonight, won't we? I won't it. Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Hello, Alfie.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Hello, Alfie.
Hello, Mr. Whittle.
Hi there, Alfie.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Alfie. Now say hello to Susan.
Hello, Susan. You're away, I don't have to say hello to you. I know I said hello to you four, but that was because I hadn't met you before.
Well, I have, but I wouldn't know who you were. But, I mean, not today. You see, I said hello to Susan when I took her out, and I was walking back home before I go.
Well, tell her, Alfie.
You said I had Jimmy. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I'm not going yet. I said, you're as bad as that woman in the play box at the circus.
Have you two been booking for the circus, then?
Yeah, and the woman gave me two odd seats. Well, they were evens, really, but they were odd because they weren't together, so I made a change in for even seats in the odd numbers instead of odd seats in the even numbers. We're on the back row.
Well, that'll be a change for the Tigers. Instead of you watching them snarling, they can watch you smooching.
Oh, shut up, you. Mother, who do you think we saw when we were at the circus? It was Jimmy's headmaster and his wife. Mr. and Mrs. Treadwell.
Mr. Treadwell recognized me as one of his old boys, and hey, do you know what he said?
Yes. Oh, it's Alfie Hall, one of my most outstanding failures.
Mrs. Clitheroe, is it all right if I thump him?
Oh, Alfie, don't let the lad put you off. Just go on talking, because your voice is sweet music to me.
Ah, is it really, Mr. Whittle?
Well, it would be if it was a female bullfrog. Clitheroe, do you mind? Carry on, Alfie.
Well, Mr. Treadwell said he was booking 2 free seats to do with a school gym. And did I remember the time I got my head stuck in the parallel bars?
Alfie, he booked 2 free seats for the circus?
Yeah. He said it were a reward to somebody at school.
Well, why didn't you say this before instead of nuttering on like Long John Silver's parrot?
You are.
I've got to work fast. Alfie, will you give me a lift on your motorbike as far as Ozzy's?
Well, you know what for.
I'm starting a new business partnership. Charlie Clark Clitheroe and Ozzy Dormouse Higginbottom Limited.
Why do you call Ozzy Dormouse?
If I know him, he'll be a sleeping partner.
Jimmy, would you mind telling me why we brought this battered out clock with us?
It's a peace offering for Ozzy to add to all his junk. Now stand well back. I'm going to knock on this door and it might fall down. Now leave all the talking to me.
Yes?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Higginbottom. Can I see your Ozzy, please?
He's having a bath. What do you want him for?
We've come to see him about his battered old clock.
What was that, fish purse?
It means we've brought this clock for Ozzy to add to his collection for the jumble sale.
Oh, we've got enough jumble. It's like an Egyptian bazaar in here. Now, clear off.
But, Mr. Higginbottom, I won't keep Ozzy a minute.
I told you he's in the bath.
Well, I'll talk to him while he's having his bath, then. I mean, it only happens once a year, doesn't it?
You what?
I meant the school jumble sale. We've come to do him a good turn, haven't we, Alfie?
Yeah, that's right. Jimmy thinks Ozzy should be in a circus.
Look, I'll clout you with that clock in a minute.
Better still, stick his head in it.
What for?
Then you can flog it as a cuckoo clock. Look, Mr. Higginbottom, can I speak to Ozzy, please?
He's in the bath.
Well, can I shout up the plug hole?
You're wasting your time trying to see Ozzy, Jimmy. His dad couldn't care less whether the 2 free tickets are for the circus or not. Oh, my ankle! Oh, you've hurt me ankle.
All right, Clitheroe. I'm on to your game now.
You what?
All this chip-chop about doing Ozzy a good turn. You must think I'm a mug.
Ah, that's right.
What?
No, I mean, that's right about doing Ozzy a good turn, so he'll share his tickets with Jimmy.
Oh,
man, you've done the other one now.
If you were a spider, I'd do all 8 of them.
Look, Clitheroe, I know what you're up to, but if Ozzy wins 2 free tickets for a circus, he'll share them with me. And I'll think about you all the time I'm watching the monkeys.
All right, then. You can give Ozzy a message from me.
I'd be delighted. What is it?
The partnership's still off, and I'll win them tickets for myself. So tell him to put that in his rubber duck and squeeze it.
Pat, have you you move my overalls and gardening boots out of the tool shed?
No, I haven't touched them. Are you sure you didn't leave them somewhere else?
No, I put them on the workbench this morning, and now they've vanished. Oh, somebody's stolen them.
Oh, don't be so silly. Nobody'd want those old things, except maybe a farmer for a scarecrow.
Mother, will you come and speak to our Jimmy? He's been in my room and stolen my bikini.
Your bikini? Hey, must look a pretty sight in that.
It's not funny. If I hadn't seen him, he would have had it in his sack for the jumble sale tomorrow.
The jumble sale? Father, that's it. Your overalls and boots. I bet he's got them.
Oh, has he? Come on. Where is he, Susan?
In the lounge here.
Jimmy, where are you going with that sack?
Up the chimney. Merry Christmas.
Come on, open it up. Let's see what you've got inside.
It's nothing, Mum. Just old junk for the jumble sale.
You're not selling my clothes to other people.
It's all right. We disinfect everything before we sell it.
You cheeky young thing.
Listen, Jenny, you have no right to take Susan's property without her permission.
But I only took her bikini and she can't wear it. Grandad said so last summer. Remember, he said, if you want to be Lady Godiva, let your hair grow.
I only wear it for sunbathing.
When you wore that, the only thing that went red was Alfie Hall's face.
Give Susan the things back at once, and let's see what else you've got in there.
But, Grandad,
come on, do as you're told.
Oh, all right, there you are. And a mouldy lot of stuff it is.
So you have got my overalls and boots, you little robber.
Oh, fancy putting my bikini in with those filthy boots.
Your bikini wasn't touching his filthy boots. It was wrapped in his filthy overall.
Well, just for your cheek, you're not taking any of these things to the jumble sale.
But this is all I've collected and the sale's tomorrow. And Ozzy won't share with me.
But what about that pile of stuff you collected the other day, the owl and everything?
Well, when I stopped being Ozzy's partner, I flogged my half to the rag and bone man. And all I got was two goldfish and a whistle with the pea missing.
Well, you'll be at the school jumble sale empty-handed tomorrow because you're not taking a thing from this house.
Well, Jim, lad, you got all our old junk the other day. I've got nothing else.
What about old clothes? Your dad has a tatty old suit. I saw it on Sunday.
Oh, when he was in the garden?
No, when he was in church.
Hey, it's a good job our dad's out. Or that remark would have cut him to the wick. He's very proud of that suit. He bought that when he had the great honour of being presented to the Queen.
Oh, I read about that.
Did you?
Yes, when the Queen Victoria said, "We are not amused."
Oh, you're a right comic, you are, Jim. You're better than that Charlie Chesterfield.
Oh, I'm all there with me cough drops. Anyway, Mr. Whittle, to get back to the jumble sale, surely you can give me something out of your music front room. I mean, all them things round the walls and on the sideboard. Are those old chairs?
Those old chairs have been in our family for over 100 years.
Well, don't you think it's time you bought some new ones?
You don't understand, Jim. They're antiques. And all the other stuff are souvenirs that I brought back when I worked in foreign climates. A death mask from the Fidget Islands. A Japanese sword where an emperor committed orikuri with. A piece of rock from Gibraltar with the name running right through it. That's a joke, Jim.
You could have fooled me. There's Mr. Claythorpe, Alfie.
Where?
On the stage there, talking to that little fat woman who keeps tugging her dress up.
Whilst we are waiting for Romeo, could you start that speech again, my dear?
Well, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
No, my dear. That's not what I want.
Yeah, hey, Jim. She's Juliet.
You what? I thought Juliet was 15 years old, not 15 stone. He must be a brave man.
Who?
Romeo. Fancy standing under her balcony.
You're not wondering where Romeo is, dear. You're asking why he should be called Romeo. Like this. Romeo.
girl.
Jane, is that you?
Yes, Juliet, my pin-up girl.
Excuse me, my dear. I must speak to that boy.
Get Jimmy, you crackers teasing him like that. He'll give you nothing for the jumbo sale now. Send me the hat box to keep your head in.
Now, what are you doing here, nuisance?
You came with me.
I'm talking to you. Hello, Alfred.
My name's Jimmy, not Alfred.
Oh, Balthash.
Oh, Mr. Craythorpe, such language, and you a church organist. What would the vicar do if he heard you say that? Seated one day at the organ.
Oh, shut up, Jimmy. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Craythorpe, I'll take him out. Yeah, I didn't mean to bring him in. Well, not to you. To your house we were going, but he said you'd be producing, so we came here for your old junk. But I told him your sister would be in the house. I mean, the junk would be in the house. And you see, your sister at home with all the junk. You know, for the jumbo sale.
I understand what you mean.
Well, explain it to Alfie. Look, Mr. Craythorpe, if you'll just give me some stuff for the jumble sale, I'll take Alfie away, give him some hot milk, and send for the vet.
No, any more, and I'll go home and let you walk.
All right, Alfred. Now, Jane, I'm trying to produce a play under great difficulty.
I know, we've seen Juliet. We'll need a crane to get her on that balcony.
That will do. Now, I'm too busy to worry about your jumble sale. Anyway, there is nothing here that I could give you.
Well, that's not what the caretaker at the front said when I asked for you. He said, Craythorpe's inside with the biggest load of rubbish you've ever seen.
Hey, Craythorpe, how much longer have we got to hang about waiting for you?
I'm coming now.
Is that the stage manager, Mr. Craythorpe?
No, I'm afraid he is Romeo.
You what? You'd have done better with Mr. Whittle, Liverpool's Marlon Brandy. Hey, instead of Romeo and Juliet, why not do Cinderella?
Oh, don't be cheeky, Jim.
Well, he's got the ideal cast. Romeo could be Baron Hardup, and Juliet's big enough to play both the ugly sisters without makeup.
Now, I will suggest something. Get out.
Yes, for that. Juliet's as ugly sisters.
All right, I'll go, Mr. Craythorpe. But I didn't finish what I was saying. You could play two parts as well. Cinderella and the fairy godmother. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Come on, Susan. I can see Jimmy Stall in the middle of the hall there. We'll buy our shirt off him.
Oh, I hate these jumble sales.
Yeah, well, I have to come. Mr. Treadwell said it was my duty as an old boy of the school.
All right. Well, hurry up and buy a cracked teapot, a bowl of goldfish, and a picture of a stag at bay, and let's get to the cinema.
Yeah. Oh, heck.
What?
Jimmy, I haven't got a cracked teapot. Will you have a shaving mug instead?
I was only saying that. Oh, never mind. Yes, all my life I've longed for a shaving mug.
Oh, good, well, I'll get you... Oh, you're pulling me leg.
Well, if it isn't the lovebirds, Sparrow likes Susan and Tom Twit.
Don't start already.
Alfie, are you still going to marry our Susan, or have you had your eyes tested?
You are.
Let me sell you something for your bottom drawer. How about a pair of flannelette drawers? Donated by Mrs. Patty Eccles. Can be used on the beach as a changing tent.
Alfie, come on. We don't want him showing us up.
Never mind her. This is where you get the bargains. Deal with honest Jim. I'm not here today and gone tomorrow. I'm here today and gone tonight. How? Here's something given by Colonel Fortescue. How about this, sir? From Bonio. A genuine shrunken head. Only one previous owner. Pay off 10 bob.
Yeah, I'm not paying 10 bob for that.
All right, I'll do you a straight swap. Your head for this.
Will you stop this nonsense? Shrunken head. It's carved out of wood.
Well, I'll still swap him. What about a bottle of Beaker Billington's elderberry wine? It cures coughs, colds, carbuncle and cauliflower ears. Brings your carpets up like new. Oh, hello, Mr. Mr. Grimble.
Hello, Jimmy. Oh, Mr. Hall, isn't it? And you're Jimmy's sister, Susan.
Yes, she's sewing shirts for soldiers.
What was that?
She's bought some shirts from the sale.
Yeah, so Jimmy told me about you. You're whistling with Mr. Willie. Get Mr. Grumble. Grimble.
Hello, Mr. Grimble.
How do you do? Well, Clitheroe, you nearly sold out, I see.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm just going to get some more. Would you mind the stall, Alfie?
Yeah. No, I can't stop. Do you mind it? But I don't have much to charge.
Let the people bid for things. Get as much as you can.
No, Alfie, now you've landed yourself.
Don't worry, Jimmy won't be away long. He's determined to win the prize. Well, I must see how successful the others are. See you later.
Bye, Mr. Grimble.
Hello, Susan. Alfie. Oh, I thought this was Jimmy's stall.
Alfie's looking after it for a minute.
Is that so? Well, Alfie, any chance of a bargain?
Well, you'll have to bid for what you want. Come on, everybody, bid up.
All right, now, when... Oh, how about that coffee pot, Father?
Right. I'll bid a sixpence.
Oh, Father, 2 shillings.
Can I join in? 3 shillings.
Oh, I see. 3 and 6 pence.
Do I hear you 4? Do I hear you 4 shillings?
5 shillings.
Steady, my dear.
5 and 6.
5 and 6, I'm bid.
6 shillings.
What?
6, I hear you.
All right, I wouldn't go more than that.
7 shillings.
What?
7 and 6. Hey, so to the chap with the...
To me.
Give us a hand, Grandad. Hello, Mum.
What's all this?
10 articles I've bought for 5 bob. I'll make 2 quid on these. I couldn't collect anything last night, but I've bought 3 lots at 5 bob, and I'll have made £5. Let Fat Aussie beat that.
You mean you're buying at one stall and selling them at yours?
That's it, Mum. I'm the middleman, and Aussie's the clothead.
That's all, Clitheroe. Well, I'm going to knock your head off, you little thief.
You take that back, Higginbotham, or I'll be doing a bit of head knocking.
Father, stop it. What do you mean, Mr. Higginbotham?
I'll tell you. That thieving little...
I've warned you.
Clout him with this aspidistra, Grandad.
This darling little boy of yours has twisted Aussie out of about 5 quid.
Is this true, Jimmy?
I paid for everything I bought.
Yes, when we weren't there. Missus, I've been on the store with Aussie... And 3 times we've been called away to see one of the masters. And while we were gone, this skiving little... Well, this dear child has bought 10 pieces of stuff off Charlie Thompson for 5 bob. 15 bob for about 5 quid with a jumble.
Well, blame Charlie Thompson.
Listen, every time we were called away, it was a false alarm. Who do you think sent the phony messages?
I think Mr. Grimble wants me. I won't be a minute.
Come here, you. Go on, Mr. Higginbotham.
Well, but why did Charlie sell the stuff so cheaply?
Oh, that was the touch of genius. When we walked away, someone walked up and plonked this card in front of our stall.
Well, what does the card say?
Buy here, nothing over sixpence.
That does it. Jimmy, when I get you home... Jimmy, where is it, Pat?
Oh, the little scamp. Alfie, Susan, did you see where he went?
Yeah, through that door at the end, Mark, gentleman.
Oh, there's an exit on the other side of there. He hasn't gone to see a man about a dog.
Yeah, well, if he has, from the way he was running, it's a greyhound.
Up, morning, Aussie. I gave you half your stuff back, and you won the blooming tickets.
Yeah, but you pinched him. I'll tell the Whistling Willie when he comes back.
If you tell tales, the Black Hand Gang will call you chicken.
I don't care.
You will, because after that we'll grab one of your legs each and play wishbones.
Ah, well, you two, I told you the headmaster had a surprise for you. Well, since Oswald only beat you by 16 shillings and sixpence, Clitheroe, Mr. Treadwell has decided to award you 2 tickets as well. So here they are.
Oh, thanks, sir. You're the best sir in the school.
Right, off you go.
Ozzie, my tickets are for Roy. Look, I'll be in front of you.
Thank you.
Look at that clever.
What? It's Roy. Oh, no. Oh, what a dirty trick.
What's wrong with you, Clitheroe?
These aren't for the circus. They're for rotten Romeo and Juliet.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Quintal, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan. Also appearing were Tony Melody and Brian Truman. The recorded program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy...